One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
Hi, my name's Jess. I'm from Texas. I've told a story before, but I have another one I'd like to share. This one is about a home that my sister purchased first in the family, and then she ended up selling it to my parents a few years after she had purchased it. And then I rented it from my parents. It was an older home. It was built in, I think it was the early 70s. And it was nothing like really special. You wouldn't drive by it and think, oh, you know, that's a haunted house. You would never think that. But when my sister moved in, she had three small children, and her kids kind of started saying some funny things. One night her little boy came into her room and woke her up, and he said, "Mom, they're staring at me." And she's like, Who is staring at you? They're looking at me. They're looking at me like a picture in my room. And she was like, what? And so he said, you know, that somebody had been staring next to him, like looking down at him, but still, like they were really still, but they had been staring at him in bed. And so that freaked her out. And she thought, that's kind of interesting. And then I was babysitting there one night, and I always hated this one room that she had, that her little girl was in. It had like a built-in vanity, and above it had just the bulb light bulbs, like the strip of the bigger round light bulbs. And a light bulb had gone out, and so I thought, oh, I'll go ahead and change that. And I took out the old light bulb, and I'm putting the new one in, and I screwed the new one in. And it shattered into my hand. And I had already had like a really gross feeling in that room. And then the light bulb shattered. And I've never, like, there's no reason why the way the light bulb broke, it just like broke. It shattered, but it broke like perfectly into my hand. And I've never had a light bulb do that before. Maybe it wasn't paranormal. But it was really weird, and I already had a really freaked out feeling that night, and it was so strong, and then the light bulb did that. The new light bulb did that, which was very strange. And I never had a problem with a light bulb in that place again, like in that same, like I thought, oh, maybe it's just, you know, some kind of wiring thing with that one particular light bulb place. But they never had a problem with it before or after. Let's see. Another thing, after she had moved out and had been rented out by other people, by my parents, after they had purchased it, a roommate and I had moved in, and we shared the home, I think it was 3 or 4 months before I got married and my husband moved in. But when we were sharing the home together, we had this candle holder, wax candle wax melter thing, this like little lamp. We put it in our kitchen. We put some smells in it. And we changed out the smells one time to like this vanilla smell. And for a few weeks, I noticed that, because we would just leave it on all the time so that we'd have a nice glow in the kitchen when we'd walk through at night. And I noticed that I would get up and it would be off. And so after a few weeks of noticing that it was kicking off, I asked my roommate, hey, do you not like that smell? We can totally change out the smell. Like, that doesn't bother me. Let's find something that we both like. And she kind of chuckled and said, I thought you'd been turning it off. And I said, no, I haven't been turning it off. And so I kind of clocked that. I thought, oh, maybe it just has like a, it gets too hot and turns off thing. But it had never done that before with any of the other smells we put in it. And fast forward to a new house, new place. It never did it again. It was only that one time with that one scent that it just kept turning off. And then when I went to work one morning, still living with this roommate, I had a back bathroom and a back bedroom that were just mine. And then she had, at the front of the house, she had a bedroom and a bathroom as well. And one day I came home from work for lunch, and everything that was in the side vanity above the sink was all, the vanity was open, and all of the bottles of lotion and perfume and makeup, everything that I had had in that little side vanity mirror, you know, the kind like that you put in the wall, was open, and it was all open, and everything had been spilled out onto the countertop and into the sink. And I was like, that's weird. I didn't leave it like this. I know that was closed. And so when my roommate got home, I said, hey, were you looking for something in my bathroom this morning? What was it that you needed? And we were really close, really, really close. And she was like, no, I didn't need anything. I said, really? You didn't try to find anything? And she said, no, I haven't even been back there today. And because we would borrow stuff from each other. And so I thought, what the heck? That is really weird. And so I was telling my sister this, that had lived in the house first and that had purchased the house and sold this to my parents. And she said, oh, that's crazy. Because one time or multiple times when I would go back there, I had a distinct impression that there was like somebody back there that had like a drug habit, a drug problem. Like there was something that had been going on in their life. And she's like, I never knew why I felt that way. And so we kind of wonder, was that what was going on? That the spirit was, this ghost was looking for medication or something. And then after, my husband moved into the house, we got married, my roommate moved out, my husband moved in. And I was helping to redo like painting and stuff at this house. And I was back in the back bedroom by the bathroom that I had slept in before. And I went in there, and it wasn't like particularly my favorite place to be alone, but it was never so gloom and doomy that it made me super uncomfortable. But this day I went in there to paint, and partway through painting, I started to feel really uncomfortable. And I was like, oh, I'm kind of creeped out in here. What is this? This is kind of strange. And then it just kept growing for no reason. It just kept growing and growing. And then I instantly knew someone was telling me, get out of here. And they were so angry and annoyed that I was working in there. Get out of here. And it was just like this thought feeling, words that are thought feelings. I don't know how to explain that, but I knew, like, I bolted out of that room so fast. And that was the only time that it was that strong in that room, was that day that I was painting. And somebody might just say like, oh, that's just you. But I'm not one to overreact to things or panic about things or anything like that. Oh, I just remembered another one when I was living with my roommate in that same area back by that room and in my bathroom. We were having this, you know, when you like play argue about something with someone that you're close to, we were having one of those and she was like, fine, in a playful way, but like fighty way, fine. And she stormed out and she kind of closed the door. And after, it was like a sliding pocket door. And it popped back open after she like closed it, it popped back open. And then something flew at me from the pocket door into through the hallway into my bathroom. And it was on an angle. It wasn't like they were perfectly lined up. And I picked up the little piece and I thought, well, maybe it's just like the door hit it and it broke off or something. And it flew at me that way. But I could not, for the life of me, get this thing to move from where she was at the door. And I asked her, did you throw this at me? And she was like, no, I wouldn't throw anything. And so, and she had already walked away. Like, I knew she had walked away, but just trying to cover my bases and figure it out, you know, debunk. I was trying to get this thing to fly at me the same way or to fly in the general direction, and I could not get it to do it again. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure there was a male spirit in that house that just was not thrilled with me being back in his space. So there you go. And maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm not. But who knows? It all seems too much to be just nothing or a coincidence or what have you. So thanks for listening.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming into COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org.